Peter, if they give out the points for Endeavour instead of goals, you'd have wrapped up at half-time.
Yeah, well, as you say, I think if it was a boxing match, we would have won, certainly, but it wasn't to be. Again, some positives to take from the game, but very disappointing and frustrating that we didn't get something out of the game, at least. I thought we dominated for large parts of the game, and we just lacked that sort of clinical edge again.
Smash and grab, really?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, as I said previously, I don't think they had a shot of note in the second half, even the first half at that, with the exception of the goal. But no, very disappointing that we didn't get something from it. I thought there was some really top-drawer football played, but just like that cutting edge.
I thought it was a game crying out for Rory Patterson.
Yeah, well, you could say that, you know, but it's just, I mean, we are very much a squad team too, and Rory is a goal scorer, a natural goal scorer, but he wasn't to be here tonight, so we have to get on with what's there. And I thought the boys have played well, but just, as I say, we just didn't have that cutting edge.
You've lost the last two now. How have you assessed the two games, despite the defeats?
We certainly deserve to get something from both games, but then that's football. I mean, it could be a cruel game at times. It means just that it's imperative now we try and get something from the Drogheda game. At the minute, I would take an ugly win. As I say, all this nice intricate free-flowing football is great. It's nice and attractive, but it doesn't get you points. So it's imperative now we get back to winning ways as quick as possible.
John, if you can win the league, tonight's a game you probably look back on and think we may have won it in Derry.
Well, I don't really want to talk about win the league, because we have a lot of games to go. And a couple of weeks ago, after coming out of Dundalk, when they scored so late in Turner's Cross, people said we were out of it. But a turnaround to be Pats with a late winner, come to Derry, weather an unbelievable second half, and particularly last half an hour when it was a bit like we couldn't get out of our half, and Derry would left and right come balls coming in every way, and we just defended. So look, it was just a vital 3 points for us. So maybe it will be, but you know, it's still a fair bit of playing yet, you know.
If they scored matches on Endeavour, Derry would have collected the points easily tonight, I think.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it was, you know, I said to the lads before the match, you know, with all the creative players Derry have and all the good goal scorers, have a lot of pace, and Peter's have to bring a lot of young fellas through, and they're really buzzing, and we knew it was going to be very difficult. And obviously, we didn't plan to be on the back foot for the last half an hour, but it just turned out that way. And I suppose the fact we're one up, we're hanging on, and the tendency is then you try to protect your lead, and, you know, but to be fair, you know, in goal, McNulty made a few good saves, but a lot of crosses came in, but we stood up and we made very important blocks and that. And, but it just shows you how far we've come, it shows how far Derry have come since the start of the season. They were nowhere after 10 matches, and all of a sudden they've done really well. And, you know, and I suppose the reason I'm so delighted to get out of 3 points, Derry will cause a lot of problems to top teams as well, so I'm looking forward to that as well.
You could have had 2-0 tonight. Big Dennehy with his stoop diving header in the second half, very close to making it 2-0.
Well, I was praying we get a second goal to try and make it a bit easier, but yeah, it was a great chance, a great ball in, and he had a diving header just past the post. But yeah, it was one of the rare chances we did have in the second half. But on another night, we'd like to have created a bit more, but it wasn't to be. But look, we hung on for the 1-0, and you know, I'm just hoping that we can keep our heads for the run and see what happens, and I'm hoping maybe Derry can cause a few more upsets down the way, and who knows.